Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Thursday, March 14th, 2024. What witnesses described as a slow-speed pursuit south along Old Woman Springs Road on Monday night ended in the arrest of a parolee for suspicion of stealing a motorcycle. The Victorville Sheriff's Department reports that the pursuit began in Victorville before snaking its way southbound through Lucerne, Johnson Valley, and Landers, and ended in Yucca Valley. Deputies say they attempted to conduct a traffic stop on what they believed to be a stolen motorcycle in Victorville, but the driver led deputies on an approximately 63-mile pursuit, ending in Yucca Valley. The driver of the motorcycle was identified as Corey Brown, a 38-year-old transient from Victorville. The motorcycle, a 2023 Harley-Davidson, was reported stolen out of Las Vegas. Deputies from Apple Valley, Victor Valley, Morongo Basin, and the Sheriff's Aviation Unit assisted during the pursuit. The motorcycle came to a stop at the intersection of Old Woman Springs Road and Buena Vista Drive, and Brown was taken into custody. Neighbors say the pursuit caused major traffic delays along the corridor. Corey Brown was arrested on suspicion of felony reckless evading, possession of a stolen vehicle, driving under the influence, and driving under the influence of alcohol and drugs, and is being held at the West Valley Detention Center on $110,000 bail. A vehicle pursuit through Joshua Tree led to one arrest for an outstanding warrant. At around 3:30 p.m. on Wednesday, county sheriff's deputies attempted to conduct a traffic stop on a vehicle in Joshua Tree near Calle del Rio. The vehicle's driver, identified by deputies as Marcus Corona, a 29-year-old resident of Yucca Valley, failed to yield and led deputies on a 5-mile pursuit westbound through Joshua Tree. The pursuit concluded near Avenida Sol, near Sunfair Lane, where Corona was taken into custody by deputies. An unidentified female passenger was not arrested. Marcus Corona was arrested on suspicion of felony evading of a peace officer with wanton disregard for public safety and an outstanding warrant, and booked into the West Valley Detention Center, where he is being held without bail. The man suspected of trying to murder two victims with a fire in Johnson Valley was convicted yesterday. Here with more is online news editor Robert Hayden.
Yesterday afternoon, a jury found Joshua Adam Kaiser of Johnson Valley guilty of two counts of premeditated murder, two counts of arson causing great bodily injury, and one count of injuring a spouse or girlfriend. Allegations of personal infliction of great bodily injury and weapon use were also found true. On June 19th of last year, county sheriff's deputies responded to the High Desert Medical Center regarding two burn victims identified as a 30-year-old male and 29-year-old female, both residents of Yucca Valley. The male victim suffered life-threatening injuries and was transported to Arrowhead Regional Medical Center for more advanced treatment. Both victims have since been released from the hospital and continue to recover. Joshua Adam Kaiser was arrested in connection with trying to kill his former girlfriend and another man by burning them with a gasoline-fueled fire. Kaiser faces multiple potential life sentences when he's sentenced. The next court date is March 29th, and the case was prosecuted by Deputy District Attorney Jason Gulitzau and tried before Judge Rashid Alexander. Reporting for Z1077 News, I'm Robert Hayden.
Family members of a Joshua Tree man who has gone missing are seeking the public's help in looking for him. Douglas Black was last seen on Monday, February 28th, driving his 2011 white Dodge Charger in Pomona. Friends and family members have tried contacting him with no success. Douglas Black is a musician and lives and plays music here in the Morongo Basin. We have a picture of Douglas Black and his car on our website. If you have any information regarding this missing person or see Douglas Black, do not attempt to approach him and call the Morongo Basin Sheriff Station at 760-366-4175. The Dale Basin Well Owners Board will hold a general meeting on Sunday. The meeting will feature a lecture on basic information about drilling a new well from Chancey Chambers, and the organizers have said that the talk will feature well-digging horror stories. The association says that they will also discuss the board's objectives for 2024 and receive a treasurer's report. The meeting begins at 2 p.m. on Sunday at the Wonder Valley Community Center, located at 80526 and a half Amboy Road. Basketball courts in 29 Palms will be getting a fresh pass. The City of 29 Palms Parks and Recreation Department announced this week that all outdoor basketball courts within Lucky Park will receive a resurfacing. And for those that don't shoot hoops, one of those courts will be converted into a tennis and pickleball combination court. The courts will be closed to the public beginning Wednesday, with work expected to take approximately 1 month. The department's current estimate for reopening is April 20th. On last Friday's Up Close show, host Gary Dignot sat down to discuss public art with Anna Stump, local artist and chair of the 29 Palms Public Arts Advisory Committee. Here is reporter Adeline J. Wells with an update on the PAC's recommendation for the 29 sign.
Having welcomed visitors to 29 Palms since 2009, the metal 29 exclamation point sign has recently been subject to debate over its location. Last month, the PAC presented two options for the sign at a 29 Palms town council meeting, one being to restore the sign in its current location on the east side of Donnell Hill, and the other to move it to a different location within the town. The PAC's Onyx Stump noted that the committee had decided on a recommendation between the two options.
Our advice to the city council is that it indeed does move, because that was only temporarily placed on that hill, and the artist Chuck Kaplinger doesn't want it to stay there. We would like it to go someplace else.
The sign's current location along Highway 62 has received criticism for being not only dangerous, but inaccessible for fans of public art.
When it was placed on Donnell Hill, it was supposed to be temporary, and Instagram and selfies didn't totally exist at that time. Now, everybody wants to go there and stand in front of the 29 and get their picture taken, but it's very dangerous.
It's hard to get to
that.
Yeah.
And it also is not ADA accessible, and public art needs to be available to everybody, not only people who walk on two legs.
The PAC plans to present the town council with a recommendation for the sign at a future meeting. You can listen to Gary's full conversation with Anna Stump by downloading the Up Close show as a podcast. This is Adeline J. Wells reporting for Z107.7 in Joshua Tree.
The music, musicians, and music venues of the Morongo Basin will be the subject of the Z107.7 Up Close show this Friday. Host Gary Dignot will welcome Pat Kearns, host of the Z107.7 Local Music Showcase. Kearns will showcase some local bands and artists and talk about the High Desert music scene. Listen tomorrow morning and call in live for the Z107.7 Up Close show at 10 a.m. here on Z107.7. And finally, 29 Palms High School kicked off its golf season on Tuesday against Coachella Valley High School at Bermuda Dunes Country Club. The Wildcats claimed their first league win with a total team score of 261 to 282. The overall top scorer was senior E.J. Guerrero. The Cats traveled down to Weston Mission Hill Golf Course on March 20th to face off against Desert Mirage. That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. If you hear news happening, let us know about it. Email us at tips@z1077fm.com. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmetz.